Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Ask him and believe it's done. What kind of authority do we have on earth? All power and all authority has been given to us as sons and daughters of the King of the universe. Our daddy is a faith God. And it says in the Living Bible in Colossians 2, it says, "And I've blotted out the charges proven against you, the list of his commandments, which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to the Christ's cross. In this way, God took away Satan's power to accuse you of sin, and God openly dismayed to the whole world Christ's triumph at the cross where your sins were all taken away." Is that good news? So when you come to Christ, all of your sins are forgiven when you come to Christ. All of them. Now then, when you become a possessor of eternal life, I've heard many people say, well, when you come to Christ, you must repent and you must confess all of your sins. Do you have to confess your sins to get saved? No, absolutely not. Nowhere in the Word of God does it say you are to confess your sins. Now then, if you're a normal, say, 30-year-old man or 30-year-old woman, and you come to know Jesus at 30 years of age, do you know how many sins you've committed from the 0 to 30? You wouldn't have a clue. There is no way you could confess every sin. So the Lord didn't tell you to confess sin. He said, just come to me and accept me as Lord and Savior, and I'll just blot out and wash away all of your past sins. If he washed away and forgave all of your sins, then how many is left? None. So if you committed a sin when you was 15 and you got saved at 20, do you have to confess that sin of 15? No, you really don't. You really don't. All you got to do is say, Lord, from this day forth, I'm clean. The blood of Jesus has washed away all of my sins. Now then, I'm righteous and holy, and I'm going to go on. Now then, let's say that next week you make another little mistake and you sin. What do you got to do now? Now then, you got to confess it. It's not forgiven until you confess it. When you confess that sin, what happens? The blood of Jesus washes it away. What if you don't confess that sin? What does that do? Opens the door to the devil. And he comes in to kill, steal, and to destroy. So you got to realize these things. In Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness." Now think about this. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his Son. So when you became a born-again Christian, you were a member of the kingdom of darkness, and he delivered you from that kingdom and translated you into the kingdom of light. So you've changed masters. Now then, here's the thing we need to tell the church that we've not done a good job on. When you come out of that kingdom and you come into this kingdom, the devil, he had you then. Now he has lost you. Now he's going to declare war on you. He's going to declare war on you. Now that he's going to have a demon falling right along beside you all the time. And you, JC, every time you make a mistake of any kind, he's going to say, "Demons, you, two of my best demons go up there. I see this guy's going to be a preacher." He said, "I want this guy put down. If that guy even thinks about sinning, I want you to put thoughts in his mind to get him to sin. And as soon as he sins, I want you to get in him and start killing him."
Ah, Lord, that's right.
That's what they're doing. Now then, if they get through to you and you sin, and a demon comes into you and he starts killing you, which he can't. If a demon comes in, and sometimes I've had them come into me since I've learned these things, I've been walking in total health, and I've made a little sin and instantly be sick with a splitting headache. Just make the wrong statement. Just say something wrong. And immediately, the devil would make me sick. He'd put something on me. I'd repent. Immediately I knew what I'd done. Lord, I spoke evil against that guy. Or, Lord, I made a wrong kind of statement. Or, Lord, I'm trusting this instead of you. And, Lord, I spoke that verbally. So I sinned. So, Lord, I repent. In the name of Jesus, forgive me. And he said, good, it's done. I said, okay, devil, now then, and now you're still sick. Who got in? The devil. Now, what do you got to do to the devil? Cast him out. So now you say, devil, out in the name of Jesus. I've confessed my sin, out in Jesus' name. And what if he happens to be a ruler of darkness? He bows up to you and said, I ain't leaving. But you ain't got legal right no more. He said, oh, I don't have. He said, maybe I don't. But he said, let's see you drive me out. See, some of them are a little tough. Yeah, a little tough. And you're thinking all of a sudden, out, devil, in the name of Jesus. He said, I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving. He said, the Word of God says, and you've been doing this for 2 days and you're still sick. And all of a sudden you say, this stuff don't work. He said, I got you. I got you. It's a done deal now. I beat you. I beat you. And then the devil stands before God and says, now, God, look at your stupid little son down there. I mean, I knew he sinned and I sent that demon. He got in him. He got in him. He got in him legally. The Lord says, I know, but he confessed his sin. He said, I know. And you hear him casting that demon out? He is trying everything. He was trying, but he wasn't sure. Since he can't see me, he wasn't sure what he was doing. And I continued to tell my demon, whatever you do, you don't leave him. You don't leave him. And you see that second day, he said, this stuff's not working. I got him right there. And God says, that's right. You beat me. But see, if you don't give up, if you know who you're fighting against, and you know he's defeated, you know that you got to stand on the Word. Once you got your sin confessed, you don't take no for an answer. I mean, it don't make no difference how big that demon is. This guy right here, big as he is, if I knew that I was a police officer and I had a .45 on my hip, and I told him, I said, I want you to go outside. He said, I ain't going. I said, oh, you ain't? He said, I just changed my mind. I got a persuader that makes me and him more even size. See, well, that's what you got to use against the devil. You got to take the Word, and as you take the Word, when you really get bold and violent with the devil, when that demon rears up in you and he says, I ain't going. If you're really standing on the Word, there's no doubt when your brother steps out of you right beside you and says, devil, what did you not understand about what my son said? He said, Master, I was just getting ready to leave. You see what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Lord knows you're doing it in faith from his Word, totally, boy, when he steps out of you and says, devil, demon, what do you not understand about what my son said? He said, Master, I heard him, and I was just getting ready to leave. I was just trying to stay a little while. Now, this is really what's going on. This is really what's going on, folks. And when you learn these things, you'll learn that you can drive out sickness and disease, and you don't have to put up with it. I had a man here just the other day. I don't remember who it was, but some man, I don't remember who this was. He came up here right here, and he said, you know, I've learned things in this church that I've never learned. And he said, I had a back problem. And was that you, Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, come up here and tell that story again. Come up here and tell us about you and your wife, right? Tell us this testimony.
And several years ago, I had a catch right inside my right shoulder blade. And it would cough and breathe. It would shoot right into my lung. And it took about 6, 7, 8 weeks to get rid of it. And I got rid of it on my own. And so I hadn't had that for years. And just 2 or 3 weeks ago, that hit me again. And, oh, I thought, oh, my goodness. But I've been listening to him. And I said, Lord, what sin did I commit that was an open door for the enemy to attack me there? And he said, you've had a critical spirit the last 24 hours. I repented, and in 24 hours, I was healed. I can breathe, cough. I mean, I am healed because I confessed my sin. I was just very happy about that.
Tell us then what happened when you went home with your wife.
Well, then I went home and I shared that with Betty. And she says, well, you know, and she had a catch in her hip. And had trouble sitting and walking. I mean, it was just very painful for her. And when I shared what happened to me, she says, you know, maybe I've been guilty of the same thing. So she confessed it and asked the Lord to forgive her. And in 24 hours, she was healed.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That is good.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Now, what does sin do to you? It gives the enemy legal right to you. So when we start getting any kind of pain or anything in our physical body, what should be the very first question we ask the Lord? Lord, where have I missed it? What have I done? What door have I opened to give Satan legal claim to attack me or my children? Now, there was a couple that was at the healing school a few months ago, in fact, in November, last November, that had a little boy. And this little boy had a problem eating. Every time he would eat, he was 7 years old, and every time he would eat something, and if he didn't take this enzymes or whatever it was they had to give him, he'd throw up his food in a little while. So they finally found out they could give him this whatever it was, and if they give it to him, he wouldn't throw up near as much. So they brought him to a healing school. And he listened all day, all afternoon, 4 or 5 hours of teaching. And then he came up for prayer. I told him, you have to believe Jesus now. You have to believe. Which means when I cast this demon out of you and lay hands on you, you've got to believe it's done. Which means you go home, you don't take no more medicine. You show the Lord, you believe Him instead of the world system. And so the little boy believed me. And I prayed for him, rebuked the devil, and commanded him to leave and told him, I said, now you're healed. He said, I'm healed. So he goes home and he eats that evening. Mama says, here's your medicine. He said, I don't need it, Mama. Jesus healed me. She said, well, come on now, Cody. You know that you got to take your medicine. He said, no, Mama. Brother Thurman said, I'd show that I don't believe God if I take my medicine. She said, now, if you throw up, I'm going to spank you. He said, that's okay, Mama. I'm going to trust Jesus. 7 years old. He's willing to take a spanking to trust Jesus. He didn't get sick. In fact, he had never been sick. Last month, they were at the healing school. They came up and stood up in a chair to give his testimony, because standing in a chair, he's only about this tall. And he said he had not been sick, and not one time since November, and he could eat anything he wants to. And then his mother said, and a few weeks ago, I came down with a big boil on my side.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.